This is KUNC. Refugees settling in Colorado face many challenges, from acclimating to a new culture to finding steady and meaningful employment. Many work in service industries, while others come to this country as highly skilled professionals looking to further their careers. This is especially true in the medical field. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, despite efforts from the state, they're running into obstacles.
The inside of Ines Al-Shiraz's office is small but tidy. There's a coffee mug on her desk with a photo of her smiling kids on it.
This is my daughter, Abby. She's now 11 and she's in the fifth grade. And this is my son, Haider. He's a first grader.
Al-Shiraz is a health navigator for a refugee medical clinic in Aurora. She schedules appointments and does interpreting for the newly resettled. She likes her job, but it's a far cry from her time as a practicing dentist in Baghdad, Iraq.
I thought that I achieved all I wanted. I owned a house in the mountains. I was driving a 2014 car in 2014. I didn't want to leave.
But safety concerns that year forced her to drop everything and flee. And when she arrived in Denver, she couldn't find work.
I don't know where to look. I know nobody here. I have friends, but they are in other states. I just felt it's just out of the system. An outsider. I don't know how to explain it better. It's just I felt an outsider.
Each year, dozens of doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals like Al-Shiraz come to Colorado only to realize their foreign certifications aren't worth much in the U.S.
It's what's referred to as the brain waste.
Carrie Miller is with Colorado Welcome Back. It's a nonprofit that helps guide refugees through job interviews and other hurdles of getting back into their professions. She's working with more than 100 clients right now.
You see a lot of people, they're working in entry-level jobs, working, you know, they're driving Uber, they're working, you know, in production, they're working as cashiers. They're underemployed. They're far underemployed.
Colorado's Department of Human Services found the issue costs the state's economy more than $8 million annually. Miller says most can't juggle the stress of adapting to a new country while chasing a career in a highly competitive field.
And so undervaluing where people came from. And I'm not saying that there's not differences. Like, you have to address that, but there needs to be a system in place where we're at least acknowledging some common standard, global standards.
The state's Refugee Resettlement Office is responding to the issue by investing in more retraining programs, and not just for medical professionals. Kit Tainer is the office's director.
We want to instill that in our refugee community members, that what they're doing when they first arrive doesn't necessarily have to be what they're doing in 5 years and in 10 years and in 15 years.
Tainer says they're looking to bridge the gap by offering scholarships for those looking to get back into high-skilled fields.
Whether that is a maintenance program or whether that is transcript evaluation for your transcripts overseas to allow you to continue education here can be quite expensive. If you're working a lower wage job, investing money in that versus investing money in rent is a really hard decision for refugee families to make.
And one that Ines Al-Shiraz, the Iraqi dentist, has been grappling with. The recertification program she's looking at costs upwards of $200,000.
The idea of a debt coming as a refugee coming from back home is really scary. We don't have this system of being in debt or paying off homes. It's like we just live on what we have.
But it's not the only obstacle. The years spent resettling and not treating patients have left her skills a bit rusty, and that makes passing exams tricky.
It's just like a driving. If you don't drive for a while, you find it kind of weird to get into the car and drive. I don't know if you have ever experienced this, but I did.
She's tried and failed for 2 years in a row to get into the dental program at the University of Colorado. And until recently, Al-Shiraz has been hesitant to expand her options outside the state.
I'm looking for a home. And I've been calling Colorado my second home, and I didn't want to move. It brings the trauma of leaving my home again.
But this year, she's applied to several schools in other states.
The dream is to get back to me. That is who I am. That's how much I have invested time, money, my parents' investment, support, family support, many years of my life to get to that point. And it's not a new dream, it's just getting back to who I am.
And she's eager to get an acceptance letter this spring. Matt Bloom, KUNC, Aurora.